quickly, you have your Bibles with you. Open with me to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. I'll read from verse 41 to 45. Please, can I have that timer on 10 minutes? I didn't come with my timer. Yes, thank you. Positioning for an encounter, or posture for an encounter. Posture for an encounter. The Bible says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked, and said, there is nothing. And he said, Elijah said to him again, go again. And he would go and come back and say, there is nothing, there is nothing, there is nothing, for 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get down, get it down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with cloud after 3.5 years, and the wind and the clouds, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Beloved brothers and sisters, very quickly, in the next few minutes, want to understand what it means to position for an encounter. Want to understand what it takes for us to be in a place and not just go and leave empty the same way we came. An encounter, you might want to say, is an unexpected, unprecedented occurrence. So when somebody says they have had an encounter, now I need for you to understand it. They didn't plan what encounter it was. So someone had an encounter and saw an angel, or the angel of the commission or something, lay hands on them or something, and they had an encounter. They would never have conceived that this is how I wanted it to be. That's why it's called an encounter. It's not precedented. It's not planned. It's not arranged. It's not orchestrated. And when there is an encounter, it is something that leads to significant changes or upgrade or progress. When we come into a meeting like this, there is a need for us to come with an expectation for an encounter. What are the facts or factors that will help us to truly have an encounter? Number one is expectation. Expectation. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 10. Proverbs 23:10. What does it say? It says, 18, my writing. 18, thank you, I see. It says, for surely there's an end, and thine expectations shall not be cut off. Proverbs 24:14. Proverbs 24:14, it says, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul, when thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thine expectations shall not be cut off. So your expectation for an encounter is a guarantee for the manifestation of the same. You don't come into a meeting like this without something that you want God to do for you. You've got to have a set expectation. I don't want to live here the same way I came. Number two is desire. Desire. A desperation of desire. Proverbs 18 and verse 1. Proverbs 18 verse 1. It says, through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddled with all wisdom. It is your desire that grants you what it takes to look for, to seek for, and intermeddle. Intermeddling means mix up. That is, you get intertwined and cooked up, and you get absorbed into that encounter and what God has in store for you. So your desire is a precursor for an encounter that will last you for a lifetime. And number three is passionate prayer. Passionate prayer. James chapter 5 and verse 17. James 5, 17. He says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that there might not be rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. You remember the earlier passage that we read? For 3.5 years there was no rain. He prayed and closed the heavens, and the same Elijah prayed and opened the heavens. Now, if you read that passage we read earlier carefully, the Bible says, he has already announced to Ahab that there is going to be rain. I believe that he had prayed prior to that time. He had done an agreement with God. And then, as he made the announcement, made the declaration, some of you left your location and told them, I'm going for an encounter. I'm coming back and the blessing is going to be poured on you. The man that testified earlier on in the morning, he said that they are waiting for him to come back with another oil. It's not just the oil. It's not the bottle. It's not the content of the bottle. But the encounter that has been manifested in the revelation that the pastor is coming back with. And he went, the Bible says, that he fell on the ground. He took a position of prayer, a position of expectation. The Bible says that he put his head between his knees. That position does not allow you for distraction. Your knees on both sides of your face covers your eyes from what is wandering around. It blocks your ears from the sound that is going on around you. It gets you absorbed into the presence of God. In the northeastern parts of like this country and some of those northern places, actually, In the hostel when we were still practicing, and they bring a woman to labor room, and they are from that part of the country, when it is time for the woman to push, especially if she has given birth back home before, they normally want to take on that position on their knees, and the nurses and doctors have to make them lie down to deliver the scientific way. But they have discovered that is a birth position. In that position, they birth easily. Just that the complications are many times very severe, especially if the baby is not caught well. But that is a birth position. He put his head between his knees. His eyes were closed. His ears were blocked from the sounds of the world. His attention was not distracted. Beloved, if you want to encounter God in this place, you must take on a position that refuses to be distracted. You didn't come here for socialization. You didn't come here for greetings and getting to make new friends. You didn't come here to know who came from Angola or who came from South Africa or who came from United States of America. You didn't come to look at that man's suit or that man's shoe. You didn't come to look at the other lady's headgear or her hat or her fascinator. No, you came here for an encounter. A desperation, a hunger, like God's servant says, a hunger that cannot be conquered. If you look through scriptures, I'm going to stop
now, if you look through scriptures, you see in the life of Elijah we just talked about, you also see Moses. Moses' mother expected that her child would not be killed. She wrapped him up in the house for 3 months where he couldn't stay wrapped up in the house. She made a boat covered with kota so that it was waterproof and put her baby Moses in it and kept it where the baby could be washed by his sister. And she had an expectation that this was going to be a great child, and that child was picked up by the Pharaoh's daughter and he became a great man indeed. What of Moses himself? He was wandering in the bush at the backside of the wilderness in Exodus chapter 3 verse 2 and 3, and he saw the bush burning. What did he do? He turned aside. He didn't ignore it. He didn't just walk past. It was not business as usual. Beloved brothers and sisters, tonight, let it not be business as usual. Make up your mind. I'm not living here the same way I came. Stand up on your feet this evening as we talk to God. Talk to God. Tell God, Father, it will not be business as usual. I ask, oh God, for an encounter of a lifetime. Lord, throughout this meeting, all the sessions, from the morning sessions, the evening sessions, the worship and wonders night, transform my life. One of the things I've seen in the life of God's servant over the years is that desperation, that hunger. Whatever he wants, he gets. If he wanted to walk in the miraculous realm of the healing of blind eyes or deaf ears hearing, whatever dimension, he got it. Why? He was desperate. He went for it. He focused on it. And he was not ready to take no for an answer. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Father, tonight,
I ask
that you give me the posture, the positioning for an encounter in this conference. I don't want to live here the same way I came. I don't want my life to continue. I don't want it to be business as usual. Lift up your voice and pray. One more prayer. I'm tired of hearing other people's testimonies. Oh yes, I celebrate with them. I'm not jealous. I'm not envious. But it's time that I hear my own testimony. I'm not talking of just others. It's time I experience my own testimony. Lift up your voice and say, Father, it's time for me to experience my own turnaround, my own encounter, my own testimony in the name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.